The research is crystal clear on the value of early childhood education, especially if we're talking about preschool. I remember when preschool was kind of an option and it was nice if you could send your kid to preschool. Might even be a way to offset some of the babysitting costs. Today, with our standards today, on what you're hearing today, it's an absolute risk that a child is placed into if he doesn't go or she doesn't go to preschool before he or she enters kindergarten. You know, it's a profession that we call an art form, the art of education, and there are very, very few areas where we can all agree on any one idea. But if there is a silver bullet in education, it's clearly, clearly preschool, a quality preschool. If a child enters kindergarten today, and he doesn't know his colors, there's no letters, sounds, doesn't know numbers, can't print his name, can't follow direction, they start the day, they start the year behind. They're already playing catch up. It's akin to them walking into a theater and they've heard about this exciting show that's going to be there that Disney put out. Only the parent brings them 30 minutes after the start of the movie. How are they supposed to catch up? How do they even know what's going on? How long would it take for them to get frustrated? How long would it take for them to act out? If you need names and titles, and you don't want just my anecdotal impression like I just did, here's a quote from the Dean of Graduate School of Education at Harvard, Dr. McCartney. Children who attend high-quality preschool enter kindergarten with better pre-reading skills, richer vocabularies, and stronger basic math skills than those who do not. There's a Nobel Prize-winning university, if you like the award-winning types before you believe this. University of Chicago Economics, James Heckman. 40-year study, longitudinal, following the same kids, disadvantaged African-American children in Michigan. Quote, these children had profoundly better adult lives than peers who did not attend his high school Perry preschool project. The study concluded that preschoolers improved their adult lives, including criminal activity reductions. I think that's profound. If you're more of an internet browser, you don't want to go with the Nobel Prize, you're not into the Harvard part, you like to go online and Google it, how about greatschools.org? Great source for you to find information about what's going on in education today. They said there's not one or two or three reasons why preschool is important. There are 10 reasons. And I quote, opportunity for growth prepares children for kindergarten, promotes social and emotional development, structured environment, you make choices, caring for themselves and others, cognitive language, children's curiosity nurtured, activities boost pre-math and literacy skills, and number 10, even the motor skills are developed in the preschool. So all right, if you're not convinced by now, I've totally failed you on how important preschool is. The solution is on the screen. We have to pull systems together and strengthen at current providers so that they get quality professional development in their preschool settings, including the ones that are in centers and the ones that operate out of their homes. I don't even know that people know that there are preschools operating out of people's homes. But they're trying to do a good job. And in Elyria, we're very fortunate. We're one of the two urban districts, Lorain and Elyria. And so we receive substantial amounts of Title I to help our disadvantaged students. So as a result, we bring all the providers who are willing to come, and right now we get 80 that come to periodic training sessions where we provide all of the materials for them and they model how a preschool classroom and show them the curriculum that needs to be taught so kindergartners are ready to come to school. What are the rest of these guys supposed to do if they don't have that kind of Title I money? How are they to put on these kinds of workshops when there's no state funding for them to do that? Maybe instead of putting $250 million into a lottery surplus straight A competitive grant like the state has done, they could be supporting tens of thousands of preschoolers with that money. Why pit us against each other? But it doesn't end there. The same thing could be said about full day K. There's even more data to support all day K. It goes back though, and Tony's gonna like this, the PBA funding. Poverty-based assistance. Urban schools got a lot of money for poverty-based assistance. They don't know what to do with us, so they throw money at us. And when you Get the money and you know what to do, because when it arrives, it's like, here's 13 things you can do with it. Just don't say we didn't help you. We invested in preschool in Elyria all day, free. They didn't have that money. So if a child wants to come to Elyria, go to kindergarten all day, full day kindergarten, no charge. In Avon, he doesn't have that money. He's got to charge $2,150 per student for them to stay there all day. And if they can't pay that and they're on a sliding pay scale, they still struggle with that. And odds are, they won't show up. Where's the fairness and the equality? Why don't they all come to school on an equal playing field? Why shouldn't these districts receive the funding that we get, and it's based on funding that even went away from us several years ago? I'm going to end this with a question for you, and I want you to kind of vote in your mind. What would have made more sense for the state to do? A, support the extensive research on the importance and the quality of early childhood education so that every child could succeed at his or her level, catch him at an impressionable age, and equal the playing field? Or B, put out a competitive challenge grant to all the districts in the state, forcing them to spend their time trying to figure out a creative way to buy more stuff? Would you please think about that? And if you feel strongly about it, I urge you to call the legislators and say, we have got to fund preschool. It is truly the silver bullet.